You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If a child looks a whole lot like a parent, people will sometimes say the child is the spitting image of their parent. But some other folks will say that the child is the spit and image of their parent.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, sounds like we've got a question that came all the way from Kansas.
And I want to say thank you to Ken for listening in Kansas. And Ken wrote us about this question about spitting image. And he wrote, "Growing up, I had always heard or misheard and repeated the phrase spitting image, as in he's the spitting image of his father. Just moments ago, however, I was reading a camera review and found this. Meet the new ZS60, the spit and image of the ZS50. Spit an image? How does that make sense? Come to think of it, how does spitting image make sense?"
Great question.
I love it when we step back and think about these things. Of course, neither of them may make sense to you once you think about it. Why is the image spitting?
I've never even thought about it. Yeah, why are we spitting on the image? Or why is the image spitting at us, rather?
And I thought, okay, this must be an eggcorn where a word or phrase got reinterpreted into something else that could make sense. Turns out it's not quite that easy. Now, spitting image, it's hard to make sense of because it's hard to know why the image is spitting. Spit and image, we can actually make sense of if you know that spit could be a noun meaning image or likeness. So that by the early 19th century, you have the very spit of, which means the very image of. If that's the case, then spit and image, it's redundant, but emphatic. So if someone is the spit and image, they're the image and the image. But Larry Horn, who's a linguist at Yale, in a wonderful article in American Speech, says, yeah, that's not the source. Larry Horn argues that the source is actually spitten image, S-P-I-T-T-E-N, where spitten is a past participle of spit, a regional non-standard past participle, so that spitten image works the same way as, for example, proven allegation. An allegation that someone has proved, it's a proven allegation. An image that someone has spit is a spitten image. That shows up in the 19th century, spitten image, which raises the question of why spit? Now here we're going to get into some adult content, so be prepared. We need to think about a different meaning of spit with a different bodily fluid. We often think of saliva, but here we need to think about a bodily fluid that is more involved in procreation. If you use that meaning of spit, then you can imagine how a child could be seen as something that would be spit.
And we'll let you fill in a lot of those blanks yourself, but which is it then? Which one is right?
According to Larry Horn, the origins are spitten, S-P-I-T-T-E-N, image. That then got reinterpreted as spit and image, and then that got reinterpreted by many folks as spitting image. So I would say at this point, you will see both spit and image and spitting image.
Well, Anne, nothing like a little adult content for a Sunday morning, huh?
So glad that I could help.
Thanks so much.
See you soon.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.